I'm here with two very prominent and important musical leaders in our community. They are leaders in Kalamazoo Kids in Tune and Orchestra Roa. And I'd like to welcome back both Ahmed Tofik and Liz Euchre to WMUK. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
The event we're going to be talking about this hour is coming up on Thursday at 5:30 p.m. at Chenery Auditorium, and it marks 7 years of the Kalamazoo Kids in Tune program and the first anniversary of a partnership with Orchestra Roa. So, Liz, why don't I start with you? You have been with Kalamazoo Kids in Tune since its inception and, in fact, helped design and create the many ways in which this program connects with partnerships and available musicians and funding opportunities in Kalamazoo. So let me start with you and say, how does 7 years feel?
Oh, it feels wonderful. We're really excited to be at this point, celebrating the progress of this program, going from a very small pilot after-school music program in partnership with Communities and Schools of Kalamazoo and KPS, and has grown into a full symphonic orchestra, which is really a vision that we had for the program from the beginning, but it's been just a thrill to see it grow along that trajectory. So we're very excited to be concluding 7 years of programming. We have grown from a program that started with second, or maybe first and second graders. Now we're serving second through ninth graders. So going into next year, we have both an elementary and a middle school program. We started a middle school section this year to keep our kids engaged, because they said they wanted to keep coming back and continue being part of this Kids in Tune family. So that's exciting. And then, as you mentioned, we're also celebrating 1 year of a newer initiative, partnering with Suzuki Academy of Kalamazoo to offer Orchestra Roa, which my friend Ahmed could talk a little bit more about as well.
Okay. Let me follow up with more about the children's experience with Kalamazoo Kids in Tune. What I've learned from you over the years is it's more than a music program. It is almost a lifestyle or a habit at this point. It fully is integrated with school. You finish school, but then you stay and start some activities, and starting with having a little after-school snack.
Yes, indeed. So we felt it was important to build a program that was completely accessible to students and families. There are a lot of barriers to getting involved in music study for families that are very busy in the afternoons, parents who work, kids can't necessarily get to lessons and things until later in the day. So all of that after-school time is there and available. And we also wanted to deal with other barriers like cost and other factors that may make it hard for kids to get involved on an ongoing basis in music learning. And so we teamed up with Communities and Schools and KPS to be able to offer something, like you said, directly after the school day. So Kids in Tune is part of the 21st Century After School Community Learning Center that is provided by CIS through the 21st Century funding. So our students are able to come directly from their classes to the after-school program at the elementary, have a meal to start out the day, because we all need that fuel in the afternoon to keep doing the hard work that is required to be in an orchestra and lessons. So our students come to us at about, 4:15, have a meal, and then launch into either group lessons or orchestra rehearsals, or we have sectional rehearsals where we have larger groups but of like instruments, and then also some different club activities that CIS is providing, so kids can explore different areas outside of music. And then the day always concludes with some homework time, so that we're helping support that academic progress that our kids need to be making. So very holistic approach, really looking at the whole child, looking at whole family experiences, and trying to figure out how we can best support kids on a path to really long-term serious music learning in a way that is supportive and accessible and flexible, and really looking at all the different needs that kids have coming directly after the school day.
Where is your home site for all of this activity?
So our original home site is Woods Lake Elementary, which is a magnet center for the arts. So it's a pleasure to be working in a building that's embracing that. And so from there, most of our students head over to Millwood Middle School, which is now a Magnet Center, which is now home to our dedicated middle school orchestra site. But some kids don't go to Millwood. And so we're really grateful to KPS for figuring out busing to get students tracked from other middle schools over to Millwood so they can continue participating as well. So that's been exciting. And so the students in the elementary program all come from Woods Lake and just stay after the school day. So you have to go to Woods Lake to be a part of that program. But the nice thing about the middle school program is it's now kind of an entry point for kids that didn't go to Woods Lake or didn't have this opportunity as elementary kids, but maybe took part in the KPS string program and are coming into a KPS band or string program in middle school and want to do more in the after-school environment. So it's a new entry point, recruitment point for us also.
And I know you found some talented, some professional musicians, some professional teachers who have signed on with Kalamazoo Kids in Tune to be part of the program. How many grown-ups are there doing the instructing at the moment?
Great. So on any given day, we have from 10 to 15 or even 18 grown-ups working in the program. And I tell you, these are some of my favorite grown-ups in all of Kalamazoo. They do amazing work with our students. They are so dedicated and have just really, they give their all. They really dedicated a lot to this. And so it's wonderful to go on site and see professional KSO musicians who you can see performing with the symphony on stage. Even our resident conductor, Daniel Breyer, spends a good deal of time there. And we also have education professionals like Ben Goodbranson, who is now our artistic director for the program, doing a lot of teaching even after he's put in a full day during the school day, but really building bridges and acting as a liaison to the KPS program and knowing what students are doing in the daytime program and helping us bridge the gap there. Wonderful professionals who perform throughout the area. Maybe they were students at Western at one point or are graduating soon. So we've had a lot of students from both the School of Music and Music Ed coming into our program and bring just wonderful skills and training with them to develop great mentoring relationships with our students. And I think it's unique. You know, a student gets a different classroom teacher generally each year. But then they come to the after school and they see their same Kids in Tune instructor year after year. And we've been lucky to see really strong, really low turnover for those teaching positions. So, you know, we have a few new people each year, but by and large, the kids are seeing a lot of the same faces. And I think those ongoing relationships are really important and sustaining for kids.
One person who's always been here in June to talk about the season finale, the gala finale, is Rick Barth, but and whose impact is going to be felt for a long time to come.
Indeed.
But
indeed.
He recently stepped down?
Yep. So he has stepped down from Kids in Tune, and that means that we have Ben Goodbranson kind of stepping into a similar role, but would love to talk about Rick and his contribution to this program a little bit. We've been... I think of it as co-conspirator. It was from the very beginning of this. He came on about the second year of the program. It is thanks to Rick's vision for this program. You know, as we described what we were hoping to do with Kids in Tune, but not entirely sure how to help it grow from, like I said, the small pilot after-school music program into this orchestra that we envisioned. Rick really took the reins and came on with a great deal of inspiration and creativity and courage and just so many qualities that we needed to take the program from vision to reality. And so here we are 7 years later with the youngest symphony orchestra in the state of Michigan with these young kids, sometimes their feet don't even reach the floor, performing these really moving and powerful symphonic themes. He embraced that and created amazing arrangements where every child could be included in the performance of this big music, even if they were playing open strings or just a few notes. And so he really, really embodied that vision, and we are going to be grateful for that for the future of this program.
His arrangements will be used for years to
Indeed.
Come.
Indeed, yeah. Yeah, so it's the planets that we're working on is going to be involved there too. You know, I would like to just give a shout out to the entire Barth family. I don't know if you know this, but every member of Dr. Rick, as we fondly call him at program, every member of his family has been an integral part of this program at some point or another. So his son Thomas is a fantastic cellist, and he, along with Deb Falling, started a cello class a couple years before we started Kids in Tune. So I like to say that Thomas started this. He recruited a bunch of little cello students in the after school, also working with CIS for just a cello club that met a couple times a week. And I feel like, you know, we came in after that and it kind of grew from there, but there was already a base of eager young musicians. And Deb has been teaching mindfulness as part of the program for years. And then also Rick's son Joe has been, he worked with communities and schools for a while and helped us a lot with data and evaluation and stuff. So every member of the family has had an impact that we will be grateful for.
Every impactful institution, sometimes, you know, you can always find a person. Mm-hmm. If you dig deep enough, you will find one or two people who had the idea and make things happen. And now you start taking things for granted, a program that's been around for 7 years and has seen kids already grow up through the program. We are talking today about Kalamazoo Kids in Tune and Orchestra Roa, and the concert is Thursday at 5:30 p.m. It's the 7th annual gala finale. There will be lots and lots of music to be heard at 5:30 on Thursday. It's a nice early time. You just head straight from work down on West Edge Avenue and enjoy a free concert at Chenery Auditorium. Well, now it's your turn, Ahmed. I know a lot about your story. If listeners were tuned in a couple of weeks ago, we heard Mr. Tofik play solo violin pieces that were a traditional songs from your native Kurdistan, and we heard the story of how you came to Kalamazoo as a student to study music at Western in 2011, yes. Was it?
No, actually, I started my master January 2014.
2014,
yes,
okay.
And I graduated December 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you came here, you had already received musical training back home. Was it a master's degree that you came here for?
Yes.
A master's.
Yes. And the music, you know, is huge difference between my traditional music and then the classical music. We use classical music, but not like here. Yeah.
So you came to study with Renata Knifik, Dr.
Yes.
Knifik?
Yes.
Now she teaches classical music.
Yes.
So you studied your Beethoven and your Mendelssohn, yeah. And you know, all of the... do you play both styles now, or do you focus back on
actually
Middle Eastern music?
I practice sometimes for myself, but for most of the time, I play the traditional music. Yeah.
Did you have trouble finding other people in this area who you could play with? I mean, it's a social music.
Yeah, actually, it's hard, but now we have a... We have a two group. One of them we call it Bahari Ensemble, and the other one is Bayati Ensemble. And Liz is one of the players. She's playing with us. She's doing very well.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
No, you're playing very well.
Well, as I was just saying, making the point that when you look at a program or an institution, if you dig deep enough, you find a person. I think it's you and your wife that are the seeds for Orchestra Roa, and your empathy for very young children who were forced to leave Syria and other areas and end up in an English-speaking place with completely different customs. And I think... you said simply, I want them to be happy, and music is a way.
Yes, that's why we choose music. And as I said before, many times we think about the kids and the families, because most of the time my wife especially helping them for translation and to taking them to the place, to another place. But I say why we are not making orchestra for the kids, because they came from different like culture, and when they came here is huge difference. The first one is language, you know, is hard things, because you can't communicate. If you know everything but you can't speak, That's hard, to communicate and do something, activities with the other kids and with the other people. But music, you know, is universal language. When you are playing, everyone understands. You don't have to talk. Just play. Everyone can understand. That's why we choose music.
How many, I'd like to know some of the statistics or the facts about families that moved to West Michigan from Syria. How big is this population? Do you know, Liz or Ahmed?
Actually, I know a lot of the families came to Kalamazoo. And we have some families, they came from different state. When they heard in Kalamazoo, they have a good, communities, big communities, and they are helping the families, Syrian families, and the refugees' families. We heard, 5 or 6 families, they called us. They want to come to Kalamazoo, and we helped them. They came to here because they are in different area, and they are not like in Kalamazoo, because the people in Kalamazoo, they are very helpful and they are helping the families. That's why they came here, because they heard from the other families. Because some of them, they know each other in Turkey and in Jordan and in Egypt. That's why still they have a communicate. That's why they came to Kalamazoo.
They seek connections.
Yes.
And community.
Yes.
Yeah. In your orchestra, your young orchestra, Orchestra Roa, which means soul, yes?
Yes.
How many kids are participating?
Actually, we have 16 kids. But for summer, some families, they contact me. Maybe we will get more kids. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you found help and partnership with Suzuki Academy.
Yes.
And that's another music program we have in West Michigan that serves very young people. Suzuki is an ear-based or listening-based
yes.
program.
Yeah.
Did that fit rather well with what you do?
Actually, sometimes we are using some Suzuki songs. But, you know, they are kids. When they are playing a lot, they already memorize it. They memorize the song. But all my kids in our orchestra, they know to read music. That's the good things. But still, sometimes I play something for them and they will play by ear. By memorizing. Yes.
Let us listen to one of the pieces that you have taught the kids in Orchestra Roa. Maybe you can introduce the song for us and we'll hear a professional recording of it. Let's see, I have the title. Right.
Yes. Here. I think the first one is Fogun Nakhl.
Okay.
Yeah.
You say it better than I do.
That's the Iraqi folk song.
Okay.
Yes.
And this on Thursday.
Yes.
We'll hear the young musicians of
Orchestra. Yes. I arranged it. I make it a little easier than the record.
Yeah. Yeah. This is professional.
Yes.
I'm with Ahmed Tofik, the conductor and teacher of Orchestra Roa, which is joining forces with Kalamazoo Kids in Tune on Thursday for a program of music starting at 5:30 p.m. Ahmed Tofik and Liz Euker, the director of Kalamazoo Kids in Tune, are here with me today, this morning, on WMUK. It's really a celebration. I mean, we're talking about music and selections and you know, how the program works over the year, but there's a great sense of anticipation from the kids themselves to be performing at the end of the year. Isn't that right, Liz?
Yes, a lot of excitement to be up on the big stage at Chenery Auditorium. A lot of students attend performances there, but to be the orchestra on stage is a really special event. So our students are getting very excited, and we are excited to bring together all of these students, Kids in Tune Elementary School, our Kids in Tune Middle School program, and also together with Orchestra Roa. So it's going to be a wonderful and varied program, but you know, part of our philosophy is bringing people together through music, and so we'll see various groups performing, but also all of the kids performing together, which is very exciting.
It's so when I hear the song we just heard, the Iraqi folk song, it does. I've been trained and I've been just steeped in Western styles, pop music, a little classical, a little jazz. I don't know how to get into, like, I can figure out how music in the West is done with some of the Middle Eastern style and sound. Wow, I feel like I'm at a loss. And I'm wondering, with kids can absorb anything, right?
Yes.
What are some of the reactions from kids and or grown-ups when they're listening to the music you love and you know how to play at an expert level?
Yeah, you know, the kids, they grew up with this music. Why? Because at home, their families, their father, mom, their brothers, sisters, they listen to songs, and since they born, and we have the same music, but each area, when we are playing the quarter tone, is different than the others. Why? Because when I play Kurdish music, the people, they know that's Kurdish music back home. When I play the Arabic, they know. And when I play the Egyptian, is different than the Syria. And when you are playing in Iraq, different. The coma is different when you are playing the quarter tone. And Turkey is different. And Persia is different. Mm-hmm. But all of them is Middle Eastern. And that's, yeah, Middle Eastern music. Yeah.
I know. I'm just betraying my own ignorance.
Yeah.
You know? It just sounds different, and I know it's somewhere.
Till you are going down, the music and the quarter tone is different than you are going up.
What Ahmed is talking about here is going beyond do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, yes, with notes in between those pitches. And those notes in between change whether you're ascending or descending. It's like the civilization has lasted so long that they've put refinements on a simple scale that we still use here in Western countries. But it's centuries and centuries of development and cultures defining themselves slightly differently, and the music goes along with that too. I could spend the rest of my life trying to figure it out.
I could speak to it a little bit as a learner, because
that's
I've
right.
been fortunate to be involved now in a couple of different ensembles that Ahmed is leading, Bahar Ensemble and Bayati Ensemble, and it's been interesting to me to approach a form of music that is unfamiliar to me, but then to start to see the patterns and start to understand, like, it's built on small scales, and you can start to see those same scale patterns happening in different music and recognize the forms by what meter is the piece in, or what kind of a scale is this using, and how the different tonality kind of starts to get into your ear and starts, you know, at first it sounds, you know, to a Western ear, it sounds out of tune when you play semitones or, you know, quarter steps. But then we work on it just like we would do with classical music until everybody has it in tune, and then it sounds right. It kind of clicks into place. And so it's just been interesting to see, you know, what are the patterns? What is, you know, what are the smaller components that make up these different forms of music? And it's, you know, much like the study of any music, as you start to explore that and understand the small pieces, the big picture clicks into place, and it's just beautiful.
People talk about doing word puzzles and Sudoku to keep their mind sharp. Learning a new style of music is one way to rewire the neurons of your brain and widen your perceptions and understandings.
It's been good for my brain, for sure. And what is really fun is to see, even though I can't play the music well or with any authenticity, the kids at Orchestra Roa, you know, we're working on their parts, which are a little bit simplified as they learn to play their instruments. And they want me to play a part kind of similar to what Ahmed would play. And they get such a kick out of it that I know a song that is, you know, meaningful and familiar to them. And so to be able to share that with them is really special. And they seem very accepting, even though I can't play it very well at this point.
Kids are nice that way sometimes.
Yeah.
What about the instruments themselves? How do you find the funds and the wherewithal to put orchestra instruments in the hands of dozens to hundreds of kids?
We are so fortunate to have a lot of support from the Kalamazoo community and even nationally. One of the main ways we are securing instruments at this point is through a new partnership with Meyer Music of Kalamazoo, generously loaning instruments from their program based on our needs. And so instead of having to spend the money on buying new instruments when we need to replace something, or if we have more students, we've been able to borrow most of it, which has been just a huge gift. And then we also have ongoing funding sources that have been just so generous. So we have the Gilmore Foundation, the Kalamazoo Community Foundation, BIME Foundation, Oaken Foundation are new for us this year. We are also just overjoyed to be part of the Carnegie Hall Play USA program this year, which has been just a wonderful honor, and is more than a grant program. It does come with a grant, but it also comes with professional development workshops. We took a number of faculty members to Carnegie Hall in February to sit down with master educators from around the world and colleagues from like programs that are also part of this consortium. So just wonderful support that helps us not only financially, but to keep making our program better and better.
And with Ahmed, as you mentioned before, communication, music is communication. And that's the fundamental thing you knew right away. And you understood that the families that your wife was working with, helping them navigate our town and all the ins and outs, was the most important thing. One very effective way to make the kids feel at home is to play music.
Actually, some of the kids, they are practicing at home, some of them not. Why? Because of the most of them, like 6 or 7, like people, they are living in one apartment. They don't have enough space. But some of them, they practice. And we have like 4 times a week, the orchestra. That's why we do this, because I know some of them, they can practice. We will give them more, like, listen and practice with them at the Suzuki.
Does your wife still work with families to translate?
Yeah, still working. And because when we need to communicate with the, talk to the families, their family, the kids' family, and I told her, okay, do this and that for us. Because she has a good contact with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orchestra Roa and Kalamazoo Kids in Tune take the stage at 5:30 on Thursday. What else can you tell me about the highlights of the program, the order of the program? What will you be focusing on in your annual celebration here?
Well, it'll be very exciting. We will highlight everything from our youngest students, who are second graders, who are just beginning to learn some basics. They're working on some violin skills, little recorders that are called tonettes, and then also vocal skills. And so they will present some of the things they've been learning as our youngest kids. So they'll kick it off, and then they'll join us, join the bigger orchestra throughout the program with some parts that they're going to play. So and then we'll just move through a big celebration that's going to highlight each group that we have. I should mention that even before the concert starts, we'll get started in the lobby with our middle school students performing some duos and solos and chamber music. They're getting to the point where that's really coming along nicely, and we want to showcase that. So come early so you can hear those students performing more individually. And then we'll move through a program that features some great orchestral works, as well as some of the favorite songs that our students are hearing and enjoying now from movies and from radio. So some of the big pieces that we'll feature are the Ode to Joy theme. That's kind of an anthem for us, mm-hmm. a very bringing together kind of piece that we all like to play together. A piece called Conga del Fuego Nuevo by Marquez, which is kind of an anthem for the El Sistema movement, which we are a proud part of, member of. A couple of the songs that Ahmed has mentioned, an Iraqi piece, and then one that is...
Yeah, Nasama Alin al-Hawa.
And that is the original...
Yeah, Lebanese song.
A Lebanese piece. And so we'll actually have the middle school kids and orchestra playing those together, because we really want everybody to share in those experiences. And we'll move through a couple of other pieces, but our big focal work on the program this year is the planets. And so we have four movements expertly arranged by Eric Barth, Dr. Rick, that will be kind of the big showcase in the middle of the concert. So we're excited about that. And then we have a nice closer with some vocal, a song that we'll present, uplifting piece that all the kids will be involved in as well. So it's just going to be a grand celebration with a wide range of styles and forms, but really with a big symphonic piece as a focus, because that is what we want to do in this program, is engage kids and the community in the enjoyment of these wonderful themes that are available to us through symphonic music.
Kalamazoo Kids in Tune and Orchestra Roa have been recognized nationally. They've been written up in New York Times and other major publications. People are watching what's happening here in Kalamazoo, and we may be here to witness the fact that Kalamazoo becomes one of the most surprising small music centers that produces great musicians for a few generations to come with your support. The concert is at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday at Chenery Auditorium. And when we come back, we will talk about some summer programs that will be offered in the weeks to come. Kidsintune.org is the website where you can discover more. And let's listen to one of my favorite movements from the planets, Jupiter, bringer of jollity. If you just tuned in, we're listening to Jupiter, Bringer of Jollity from the Planets by Gustav Holst, along with Kalamazoo Kids in Tune director Liz Euchre and the founder of Orchestra Roa, Ahmed Tofik. And together, these ensembles will be celebrating themselves at 5:30 in Chenery Auditorium this Thursday. The public is welcome. It's a free program of music. that showcases the work and the artistry of young children in our community. It's the youngest symphony orchestra that exists in Michigan, and Orchestra Roa, ensemble playing music from Iraq and Egypt, many other countries, is also a brand new ensemble, one of a kind still in Kalamazoo. Ahmed Tofik is the teacher of this group, and we have Liz here as well, who has been with Kalamazoo Kids in Tune from the beginning. I was going to talk to you now about what's coming up this summer. Can you tell us what you're offering for kids to stay involved in music?
Indeed. Well, we're really excited to be able to offer summer programs, both for Kids in Tune and Orchestra Roa. Just as with academics, we think about summer slide and music too, but also what better time of the year to get kids engaged really deeply in music than over the summer when they've got a good amount of time available. And so we traditionally run a 6-week summer program, also in collaboration with communities and schools of Kalamazoo, for Kids in Tune. So that will be last week of June through the first week of August. And we have just a lot of exciting things planned. Again, we are fortunate to be able to operate both an elementary program and a separate middle school program so that we can really meet kids' needs in that way. So we'll have a lot of exciting work to do. We have ongoing music lessons, orchestra rehearsals. We're going to do a lot of chamber music this summer and then add in some other elements as well, musicianship, music theory, music composition, to get kids kind of creating some of their own pieces as well. So we're incredibly excited about that. You'll be able to see Kids in Tune in the community a little bit this summer. We have some traditional outings that we like to do. So we're working on setting up an outdoor performance on the mall somewhere. Last year, we decided to go to the Kalamazoo Valley Museum and do, we called it a flash mob of the planets. So we took in a planetarium show and then quickly moved out into the lobby as quickly and quietly as you can with, 60-some kids and timpanis and everything else. And we performed the planets as a kind of a surprise performance. So we're looking for an exciting experience like that to offer. Our middle school students are going to be out in the community quite a bit doing short performances, but also instrument petting zoos to invite other young musicians to consider music and to do some mentoring of their own, which we feel is really important. So we'll be at a number of different events. One of the things I'm really excited to do again this summer is our community day. So this was another Dr. Rick inspiration, Dr. Eric Barth. Last summer, we held our first ever community day and picnic. So we invited community musicians of all ages and all playing levels to join us for a morning rehearsal. It was in the school gym. And then we went outside and had a big picnic for lunch. And then we gathered on the playground to do a big public concert in the afternoon, in the spirit of just bringing people together, intergenerational, many abilities, to enjoy making music together. And so for our kids to be the host group for that event was really wonderful, and it was fun to see our kids making connections with other musicians from the community, and to put on a very joyful outdoor celebration in the afternoon. So we are definitely going to reprise that event and have our second annual community day and picnic. That will be the last week of July. So if you are a musician in the community, you are already invited to that. Look at your calendars, and we will get the confirmation of the date out for that pretty soon so that we can start putting that event together and make it even bigger. I think we had about 30 friends join us last year, and we'd love to have even more this year.
Well, if you have a spare tonette available, I might be able to make that work.
We can definitely have tonette parts and tonettes available.
Okay.
and then, of course, Orchestra Roa will continue through the summer as well, just continuously, and we have some performances coming up for that as well.
Yeah, during the music, you were saying, Ahmed, that Orchestra Roa is getting popular. It's getting calls to perform different places.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing, right?
Yes, that's good for us and for the students.
Do they enjoy being in front of the public and playing music?
Yes, yeah. They feel it's like more comfortable than before. Yeah, now they are, we have something. They don't think about the people they are listening, just they are playing. They are not scared and they are not be lie, yeah.
What are the instruments in Orchestra Roa? Violins?
Yeah, we have violin and cello and Liz, she's teaching the cello.
So string instruments.
Yeah. Yes. And we have percussion.
Percussion as well.
Yeah, we make a new class for the kids. Yeah.
All this growing and expanding and including more and more young children, how do you manage that? Is that a very serious, budget meeting you have once a year or something? It's something a lot of people, when things snowball, you still have to be able to accommodate.
That's a great question, Kara. And it's been a delight, honestly, to see these programs snowball. Of course, we want to manage growth well and do all the right things for these programs. But it's just been wonderful. I guess if I've learned anything over the years of being involved in this work, it's that you can start out with one small idea, but it's not going to stay small for very long if it's working well. So it's just been a joy to see. For instance, our middle school kids, as they left the elementary program, they said, can we come back and volunteer? Can we just come and play concerts with you? And so that really led to the development of the middle school program. And, when Ahmed came to us at the symphony with Hend and his friend Vashtar to talk about, could we get some instruments going for these kids? How, is there a way that the symphony can help? It's been wonderful, I think, for the symphony. We're very committed to serving the needs of our community and understanding what those needs are. And so when we hear our students say we want to stay involved, we can respond to that need by figuring out how to grow the program to accommodate our middle schoolers. And now they'll be in high school already next year. Being able to respond to the needs of our refugee families and our community through a music program, that has taken the support of the board, the support of funders in the community, and we are just so grateful to have that support so that we can live out that mission of really serving the needs of the community. So it's been a blessing, and it's exciting to see the need and the support kind of match up in this way. So we've been lucky, but we've also really, I think, been responding to where these programs need to go, and having the support to make that happen is really, really wonderful.
Thursday's concert is a chance to see the almost daily rehearsing and work of these young people in one venue all together. That's at 5:30 at Channery Auditorium this Thursday, a celebration of Kalamazoo Kids in Tune and Orchestra Roa. We just have a few more minutes left in this hour. You had just reminded me of something I loved talking about last time, that the fact that in this program, kids just a few years older become teachers themselves. They mentor the kids who are just joining the program because they remember what it was like to be completely new to music. And it sounds like that spirit has been fostered beyond, elementary school to middle schoolers. And
yes, our middle school students love to be leaders and teachers. We had started, before we were able to start a second site with the middle school, we had invited some middle schoolers to come back as Kids in Tune young leaders and begin mentoring the elementary students. And so this year we had four students who kept who came back 2 days a week to help us at the elementary site, and they are wonderful teachers. Sometimes there are our kid whisperers. It's easier sometimes to listen to someone you perceive as another student or kid than it is to listen to an adult. Just wonderful though to see those relationships and the caring and the dedication that our older students bring to care for and help bring up the younger kids. And so I do look forward to those students becoming teachers themselves, and we are looking for every opportunity to help them have those experiences and do some teacher training, even as a concept we're talking about for our high schoolers as they move into that realm. So
the website is kidsintune.org, and if you are feeling supportive right now hearing about this program, go out and see this concert at 5:30 on Thursday. It's a free event, and you'll understand even better what it's all about and what this whole year leads to. Kidsintune.org is the program. It's the website again, and we have a few seconds left. Ahmed, tell us the name of a tune we can listen to take us to the news.
This is Nasam Alin Al-Hawa, one of the very famous songs by very famous singer Fairuz, and this one arranged by Rahbani's brother. They are very famous musicians in Lebanon.
All right. Thank you, Ahmed. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Kara.
Thank you so much.
Live from in